Namik Tumui, I tell you no. This man Yom holds that even a Zav also has the Tum even Bionis. Tumeya Bionis. There is such a time that a Zav, if the Tumma comes out of his body, even by Oinis, by accident, he also has a Tumma. What's Alocha? Kid Rav Huna. Like Rav Huna's Alocha. So Machoikis and Nidon, we're going now according to Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna says like this. Riya Rishoyne Shel Zav Mitame Bionis. That a Zav, the Alocha of a Zav is, he has to see 2 days in a row. If he sees out of his Eivra, comes out, Zav, two days in his row, then he has his new Chom de Gatum Zav, he's Tumah for 7 days straight. What about if it only comes out 1 day? The Locher is, then he only has a Tumah 1 day, like a Balkari. A Balkari's time, the Zera comes out of your body, then you only Tumah for 1 day. Now when Zera comes out of your body, then you Tumah even Bionis. Even though it was by accident, you ate too much that day, or you jumped too much that day, or you were sick, still you have a Tumah carry on you. So Rav Huna says, the din of a Zav also, the first day that a Zav is Tomei, he has the din of a Balkari on him. That even if the Zavas came out boinus, still he's Tomei. So the Kitzur, a Zav is more Chomer than a Sheretz. Why? Because the Zav is also Tomei, boinus. And he also has a Chomer than a Tomei Zav, that the Tomei came out of his body. So that was the Pshat in the first Graisa. That Maduch a Sheretz, as somebody touched the Sheretz, is now allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis Hamikdash, for sure somewhere at the Zav, that the Tumah came out of his body, for sure he's not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina. So what does the Torah have to say? A Zav can't go out, is also sent out of the Machne. The Torah says, not only can't he go into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis Hamikdash, he also can't go into Machne Leviyah. He has to go out of the Ho Harabayis. He can't go behind the Kaisel, he can't go in the Ho Harabayis. So Rashi says like this, Zav, Rashi says, Nami Mitame Boinis. To go and bring your restraint. The first time you see Zav, the first day, Shane boy yell at Tumas Erev. If you only see Zavis 1 day, you only tell me for 1 day. The Yiskas the Shichva Zerem. You have the same Aloch like a Balkari. Shichva Zerem comes out of you. The Yiksev, Zois Teres Azav. The Asher Tetsi the Menel Shichva Zerem. Behind the Riyah Rishayna. Now, the first day, the first Riyah you see, when you're a Zav, that only gives you Tomei like Shichva Zerem. The Leimone Bey Bahai Kruel Chod Azivam. The Azina Bosim and Yonah the Kruah. Yeah. Now, Metama Boinis, Rashi Mahai Hekesh Gufam, Nafla Rafuna, Ma Keri, just like if somebody sees Keri comes out of his body, is Metama Boinis, even though you saw it, Imro Machmas Roiv Machum, or Mishta, you ate too much that day, you drank too much today, that's why you saw Keri, the Gabe Keri like Siv Mutan. There's no meat, no matter how the Keri came out of your body, it's Metama your body for 1 day. Is Af Ria Rishana Shazav. The same thing as Zav that comes out of your body, Mitama Boinis. The first day it comes out even Boinis, still your tummy. Now what's the difference between a Zav and a Keri, Zatrashi? Zoiv is Doima Lubin Beitzim, Hamuzeris. It's not so thick like Shichva Zerim. Zavis is like the white of an egg that's beat it up. When you beat it up, it's not so thick. Mashenken Shichva Zera Doima Lubin Beitzim Shenim Zeris. Shichva Zera is a little more thickum. It's like the white part of a raw egg that's not beaten up. The kiss is a different type of substance that comes out of the body from the same place. That if it comes out 1 day, everybody holds Yoni Tomei a 1 day like a Balkari. The Chiddush is if Zav comes out 2 days in a row, then you have this new Chiddush to Tumah Zav, then you Tomei for 7 days. But I call upon him, Zavos is more Chomer than a regular Tomei Sheretz. That's the first part of the Braisa, very good. That's how I know that a Zav has to not only go out of Machne Shechinam, but even has to go out of Machne Leviyah. Then the Braisa said the third din was, by a Mitzvah we had a question. Why did the Torah have to say Mitzvah for? Maduch Zav has to go out of Machne Leviyah. For sure Mitzvah has to go out of Machne Leviyah, because the Mitzvah is more Chomer. So he said in Mitzvah, the Chiddush is, he's not allowed to even be in Machne Yisrael. He has to go out of Yerushalayim. For the Gemara, my Churma de Mitzvah Mizav, why is it so pushed to you? Why is the Mitzvah, why is his Tumah more strict than the Tumah of Zav? The Teretzis Shekain Toyin Priyo Primo. We find two special halachas about a person that's a Mitzvah. Once you're a Mitzvah and you want to become Tomei, one Priya, Zatrashi, Priya Sarush, you have to let your hair grow. You're not allowed to cut off your hair, calls the man your Tomei. Gidul say, you have to let the hair grow. And then what do you know, Primo? There's a Mitzvah to rip your Begodim. The Begodim, before you become Tomei, after Tomei's Mitzvah, there's a special Mitzvah Primo, you have to rip the clothing you're wearing. Mashenki and a Zav doesn't have these halachis. So you see, a Mitzvah is more Chomer than a Zav. weiter, wie Yosef betas mishamita. He's not allowed to be with his wife. Kozman, the person is a mitzvah, has tumas mitzvah on him, he has to be away from his wife. Shrashi, vi yosef betas mishamita, kidisiv, the posting of Yikra says, vayeshev michutz lo'oloi. It says by a mitzvah, he has to sit outside his tent. What does his tent mean? Vi'ein oloi elu ishtoi. A tent here means his wife. L'man v'yom of Moed Kotin, that's a shayla, what period of tumah does a mitzvah have to be outside? When he's a vade mitzvah, or even while it's going away also? The call upon him, tumas mitzvah asks him, he can't be together with his wife. So Mashenkin is Zav, is allowed to be with his wife. Drashi Zav, but a Zav, if he's a Zav, his wife is Torah, just the man is a Zav, the man is allowed to be with his wife. So therefore, a mitzvah is more chomer than a Zav. So therefore, it's very good to come up with the price before. The question was, what if the Torah already said a Zav can't go into Machn Leviyam, so why does the Torah have to say a mitzvah also can't go in, Pshiti can't go in, he's more strict than a Zav. The Torah says that a mitzvah not only can't go into Machn Leviyam, but even into Machn Yisrael he can't go. That was the Chiddush of a mitzvah. For the Gemara, no, Adrabah, I'll tell you no, for the Marakash Adrabah, just the opposite. Zav Chomer. I tell you, Tumas Zav is more strict than a Tumas Mitzvah. Why? Shekein Metama Mishkav Moshev. A person that has this Tumas Zav on him, that for 2 days in a row it came out, this type of a stuff that's like the beaten white egg that came out of him. So he has a Tumas Mishkav Moshev. That means if he sits or lies on something, he's Metama whatever underneath him. The chair that he sits on becomes tummy. The bed that he sits on becomes tummy. And it's a chomadika tumma more than a zav. We'll soon see in Rashi why. Another chumri has is, o matama klicheris besit. Halacha of a klicheris is, usually, if you touch the outside of a klicheris, you're not matama an earthly kli. An earthly kli is only makabo tumma if there's tumid came inside the kli. Hesit means, not only didn't you touch it, it was just moved because of you. Let's say you banged on the floor. And because you banged on the floor, you made this kli move. That's called tumas hesed. That a tumas zav has tumas hesed. If you're a zav and you kick the floor, that makes the kli cheres move, you're matama the kli. A mitzvah doesn't have this halacha. So we see in certain cases that a zav has more strict halachas than a mitzvah does. So Rashi, zav oisem mishkovel mashovei av hatuma letamei odam hanageya boi. Tuma chamur letamei begodim sholof. Let's say you have a zav, and this person is sitting on a chair. When the person gets off this chair, if another person comes and touches this chair, not only is the person himself tamei, but even the clothing he's wearing is also tamei. That's how strict the mishkav and moshav of the zav is. Afal pishta noga begodim b'mishkav. Even though the person's clothing did not touch the chair, just the person himself touches the chair. That's the loch. If a man touches the chair that a zav sat on, he becomes tamei and his clothing. Avo mitzvah, Mashenkin, if a mitzvah sits on a chair, Avo mitzvah, Afo pita tanya b'teres kanim, oysa mishka v'moshav, he could make, or mishka v'moshav, a mitzvah, does sit on, if he sits on a chair, he's matam with a chair, of a lav avatuma, the chair does not become an avatuma now, letama yodim, that if a person now touches the chair, the man becomes tummy, letama begodim, and who are in his clothing also becomes tummy, elo letama yechlu namashkin. When a mitzvah sits on a chair, the chair becomes a rishon l'tuma. That's all. It's like the mitzvah is an avatuma, and the chair now becomes a rishon l'tuma. Therefore, if the chair comes in contact with food or with mashkin, with liquid, it's matama those things. But if a person touches the chair that a mitzvah sat on, the person does not become tummy. Because the klal is, a person is only tummy from an avatuma, not from a rishon l'tuma. So I call upon, and we see here that tuma zav is more strict than Tumas Mitzvah. So how does the Brayse to say that Mitzvah is more strict? Here we see the opposite. And the next Chiddush also is Tumas Hesed, that if a Zav just moves the Kli Cheres Besed, it also becomes Tumid. Mashenkin by Mitzvah, you don't have this Chiddush. So it's a Kash on the Brayse, what's Pshat on the Brayse? So Gemara says like this. The same what we said before. Omakro, the Pasuk says here, Vayishalchim in Amachne Kol Tzerua V'chol Zav. Why does the Pasuk say Kol Zav? What is all Zav? What is the extra all including? Makro Zav, V'chol Zav, any type of a Zav. L'rabba is Balkeri. They tell me even about Keri also, that if a person just sees Keri, just sees Shichva Zerah, that whole day he's Tomei. till he goes to the mikvah the next day, until it comes Har Shemesh, that whole day he's not let it go into Machne Leviyah. So that's why the chumrah is today, one of the chumrahs is, if he goes to the Kaisel, not to go behind the Kaisel. Because behind the Kaisel already is considered Machne Leviyah, and the Balkeri is also to go there. So therefore now it's good. If you're telling me now about Kerry, he's not let it go into Machne Leviyah, why did the Torah have to say a Mitzrayah? A Mitzrayah for sure is more strict than about Kerry. Or Mitzrayah Chomer about Kerry. Or my Chumrah, well, what's so sure about that? Why is a Mitzrayah more strict than a regular about Kerry? Because the Amor, like we said before, that a Mitzrayah has these two special lochus, Priya, he has to let his hair grow, or Priya, he has to rip his begodim. For the Amor Adarabah, Balkeri Chomer, Shekein Matamah B'Mashu. Hatvakeri is more chomer. No matter how small of Keri of Shechva Zera comes out of your body, it's Matamah you. Mashenkin by a Mitzer, we know there's halachis. There's a whole size. It has to be the size of a gris, the size of a bean, that you have to show it to the Kohen. And the Kohen has to look at the Mitzeras, the leprosy, to see if it's big enough or not. There are shiurim how big the leprosy has to be in your body. But if you have a small speck, it's not tummy. Mashenkin, when Shechva Zera comes out of your body, even if a mashu, the smallest amount is matamiyu. So what's so for sure that a mitzvah is more strict than a Shechva Zera? Balkeri, we see no, Balkeri is mochomer. And if the Gemara, this price holds, Reb Shimon holds, Sobolok Rebbe Nosson. He holds like Rebbe Nosson Shita. Detanya Rebbe Nosson Noim. Rebbe Nosson says like this. Mishum Rebbe Yishmoel. Zav, Tzora, Kechasimas, Piyoma. That ain't a chlami Zav, Lav, Dav, Kazav, who than Shechva Zera. Not if any of the smallest thing came out of your body, are you tummy? You need a shear also. It has to be enough stuff that comes out of your body, kechasimas piyama, that clogs up the opening, the hole of your umma, of the ava there. It has to be a little of a shear. It's not enough, the smallest amount, a little bit bigger you have to have. So once you have to have a shear, so then shechvat balkeri is not more chomer than mitzvayram. Even though mitzvaras has a bigger shear, but so what? Once they both have to have a shear, it's not the pshat, the mushroom of Kerry comes out of your body's matamiyu, you need a size. There has to be a little bit more, a few drops, but enough to come out that clogs up the piyama. That's how much you need. This is pshat in Reb Shimon. Therefore, since the Mitzvah is more chomer di katuma, because there are special mitzvahs of pri and prima over about Kerry, so once the terrorist said about Kerry is sent out of Machlaviyah, why do we have to have the pasuk to say that a Mitzvah is sent out of Machlaviyah? That's the Chiddush of Shimon says to teach us that a Mitzvah is sent even further. He's not allowed to be in Machne Yisrael. He has to go outside the whole Yerushalayim. That's the way Reb Shimon learns Pshat and the Braisa. So therefore, from this pasuk of a Yishalchum and a Machne, we know these three halachis. So why do we need the first pasuk in Vayikra to say that a Mitzvah is Bodod Yeshu Mechus LaMachne Meshavoy to teach us that there's a Nitzikli Asay. That any time a Mitzvah does, for some reason, creep into Yerushalayim, there's a Mitzvah says that right away go out, and therefore it doesn't get Malkus. Because it's called the Mitzvah Sasei, it's called the Lav HaNitzik Yasei. This is also Reb Shimon's Pshat. For the Gemara now, I'm still in the Gemara here. Once at the time you have not time here, Shem Shalom, Zav, Sarak, Chesivus, Piyamba. For the Hoyd Lech HaChomim. But the Chomim will not mask him to Reb Nosson. The kids, our Bryce is going according to Reb Nosson, that a Balkeri also needs a shear. Therefore, Mitzvah is more stricter than a Balkeri. So tomorrow, the Iskishle Balkeri Lezav. And there's a Hekish now in this Pasuk, the Balkeri to Zav. Or Bezer the year. So that's how Reb Shimon knows that a Mitzvah has a more strict halacha than a Zav. For the Gemara Kash like this, the Chol Tzerua Lomeli. Why do we have to have the word Kol all by Mitzvah? We just got finished dashing. It says kol by Tomei Meis, and not only Tomei Meis, even a Sheretz also. It says kol zav, not only a zav, even a balkeri also. Now the beginning of us, it says kol tzerua, all type of mitzvahs. What's the chiddush? What other type of mitzvah could we have? Chur is only one mitzvah. What he's saying, kol mitzvahs, all type of mitzvahs have to go out of even the third machne Yisrael. What's the chiddush of kol tzerua? And the Gemara Nechanami, the Taka no chiddush, because there's only one type of mitzvahs. And the Gemara Nechanami, Kol Tzerua Lomeli, Aydi Dechsiv Koil Zav, Siv Nami Kol Tzerua. Since the pasuk had to say Kol Zav, and there was the Chiddush, not only Zav, but even about Keri, it also says Kol Tzerua. But there's no Chiddush in the word Kol Tzerua. There's only one type of a Mitzvah, and only a Mitzvah, he's the only Talmudic person that has to even go out of Machne Yisrael. He can't be in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir Kom Rabbi Shimon. What was Prada Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Shimon says very good now. Rabbi Shimon asks us, Kasha, why does the Pasuk say all these three, Saruah, and Azav, and the Tomei Meis, to teach us all three of them have three separate machnis? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say not like that? Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice before said no. Rabbi Yehuda asked, how do I know that all three of them have three different halachim? Because the Pasuk says, Machnehem. Says a lashon, extra lashon, machnehem. What does he need that pasuk for? Machnehem for? Yehuda said, "Leitamus machnehem." A lashon plural, "Lite machn lezer, machn lezer." Div Reb Yehuda. Why didn't Reb Yehuda learn like Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is saying very good. Why did Reb Yehuda need a new pasuk of machnehem for? And the Gemara like this: Reb Yehuda, who and more Reb Yehuda, whom he boilei likratanyam. Reb Yehuda needs this pasuk of Reb Shimon for a different drasha. Reb Elazar Oimer. Reb Elazar says like this: Yochel, I would think, Dochku Zovin Amitzeroyim V'Nich Nusuli Azara BePesach Abba BeTuma. We're saying on Erev Pesach when you're supposed to be in the Korban Pesach. If most of the tzibba touched Mesim, most of the people are Tomei Mesim. The locher is they are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Tomei Mes is Nitche by Korban Tzibur. You're allowed to bring the Korban, but only if you have Tumas Mace on you. Let's say you're a person that's a Zav, or you're a Mitzayra, you are not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. What's going to be if the people didn't listen? These people that are Zavim, or these Mitzayroim, but they pushed themselves through into the Azara, and they brought a Korban Pesach. What's the Lachon? Yochu Yechayovim, I would think the Mamash Chayev Koris, if a Mitzayra comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayev Koris, I would think the Mamash Chayev Koris. They're over this love, they have a chi of karas on them. Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, no. Vayishalchu min amachne kol tzerua v'chol zav v'chol tom lenefesh. This was Reb Shimon's Pasuk. Now Reb Yehuda Dash is like this. That v'shor, the drush is like this. V'shor shetimeye meisim ishtalchim. At the time when a person has touched a mate, he has an issur. He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Even for him, there's a chi of karas if he goes in. Then I'll tell you, zovin amatzeroi mishtalchim. Who are then a regular Zav or regular Mitzvah? They're also sent out of the Machne Shechina. And if they go into the Beis HaMikdash, they have Chorus. Aber ein Tumei Mesim Mishtalchim, but on Erev Pesach, when the Tzibur, if most of the people are Tumei Mesim, that then they are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, they are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, then Tumei Mesim are not sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, is the same thing, ein Zavin and Mitzvah Mishtalchim. A Zav and a Mitzvah also does not have a Chiv Chorus. Even though Rashi speaks out, even though Avada Metchila, they're not allowed to come in. Avada is no din dechuya by Tomei Zav or Tomei Metzorim. Avada is not there for them to go in. But a component of the Chi of Chorus they don't have. That if a Zav or a Metzorim goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he gets the Chi of Chorus, that's only if a Tomei Meis would also have a Chi of Chorus if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. But on Erev Pesach, when they're bringing the Korban Pesach Metumah, when most of the Tzibur is Tomei Meisim, then they're allowed to go in. So if a Mitzvah and a Zav goes in, they don't get a Chiv Koris. That's what Rabbi Yehuda does with this Pasuk of Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda stuck. How do I know the halacha that a Mitzvah has its own Machna out of Machna Yisrael, and a Zav has to go out of Machna Leviyah, and Tomei Meis is out of Machna Yisrael? How do we know three different Machnas? That's his halacha for Machnehem. That's where Rabbi Yehuda dashes his drasha. Omar, before we just got finished saying, Zav, we had the Pasuk, Zav, Chol Zav. Any type of a Zav also has this Tumah, has to be sent out of Machn Leviyah. L'Rabbas Balkeri, even a Balkeri also has to go out of Machn Leviyah, they can't go into the Harabayis. Tomorrow, Messiah of Rabbi Yechin. It's a riot to Rabbi Yechin. The Yom Rabbi Yechin, Rabbi Yechin said these two halachas together. So the Iker riot is from the second halacha, not the first one. But Rabbi Yechin said two halachas. The Yom Rabbi Yechin, Mechilois Leineskashu. In the base of Migdish, underneath there were tunnels. There were tunnels sometimes the Kahanim had to go from one part of the Beis HaMikdash to the other part of the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is the tunnels have no kedusha. Even if you're a Talmudic person, you're allowed to go in those tunnels. That's one chiddush Rabbi Yochanan said. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Zvachim, if it is or not. Gemara in Yuma. The Kol Panim Rabbi Yochanan holds mechilos, the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, lo niskashu. They were not mekadosh the tunnels underneath it. And the second thing he said over Rabbi Yochanan was, O Balkeri Mishtaleya Chutz L'Shtei Machnas. That a Balkeri has the same halacha like a Zav, that he has to be sent not only out of Machna Shechina, out of the Beis HaMikdash, but out of the second Machna, out of Machna Levi also. He's not allowed to go into the Harabais. So this is a riot to Rabbi Yechon that we learned before also. That a Zav, that a Balkeri also is sent out of Machna Levi, out of the Harabais. Meisvi, now we have a kasha on you. Says here about Keri Kamaga Sheretz. About Keri, the Brice, it says about Keri, somebody saw Sheikh Mazer out of his body, he only has a tumma like a tumma Sheretz. My love doesn't mean Lamachne Sayim, that just like a tumma Sheretz is a ribui from Tommy Meis, he's only sent out a Machne Shechina, that's all. But Machne Levi is allowed to go into. So it's Mashmir about Keri is allowed to go into the Harabayis. He could go behind the Kaisel, just he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Loya Taino, that's not what the Braisa means. It means Litumosim. They both have the same halachis as far as the tummy goes. Fred Gemara, that's Pitom. Litumosim. Hi, Tumas Erev Tzivbei. Vai Tumas Erev Tzivbei. That's Pshitum. Both of them says the Pharisee in the Torah. It says if you're about Keri, Jozera came out of you, you only tummy one day. Go to the mikvah the next day. When it comes, Harish Shermas Fesik Chavim, you're automatically tor. And who then it says of a tummy Sheretz? If you touch the Sheretz, the Torah said you tummy for one day. So I don't need a Brisa to tell me that. The Torah tells me that they both have the same halachis. Elolav, l'chur, the Brisa means to tell me, l'mach noisam. To tell me, no, that just like Tomei Sheretz is only sent out of the Machna Shechina, but in the Machna Levi is allowed to be, l'chur, it means, Baal Keri is also the same halachon. Baal Keri is allowed to go into the Harabayis, just not into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Marloi, l'yoylam l'tumasam. No, the Brisa means that the Tumah of a Baal Keri and the Tumah of some Tos the Sheretz has the same halachis. And what's the Chiddush then? V'okom Ashmalon, the Baal Keri Kamaga Sheretz. That a Baal Keri has the same halacha like somebody that touched the Sheretz. Ma Maga Sheretz. Just as somebody touches the Sheretz. Mitama Boinis. Even if you didn't mean, by accident, you got pushed upon a dead Sheretz there. You touched the Sheretz, even though it's Boinis, you were forced upon it, by accident, still you tell me. The halacha is, Af Baal Keri Mitama Boinis. Even though the Sheikh Vazera came out of your body, boinus, you were forced, you ate too much, you jumped too much, you were sick, and that caused it to come out, still Tumas Keri you have. Even though for Tumas Zav you don't have, unless it comes out by itself, not Machmas Oinus, but that's the Bryce telling me about Keri is not that word. About Keri is Tumas even Boinus. That's the Kiddush of the Bryce. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off some ches. Yeah. This one was Meisvei. I have a kasha now. Boyo Nido, no, the Meisvei is you just got finished saying that a Baal Keri has the same aloch as a Zav. And just like a Zav is thrown out of Machna Levi, also the second Machna, who are then a Baal Keri is also thrown out of Machna Levi. There's more Meisvei. I have a